Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell podcast on the iHeartRadio app. Also, you could watch or listen to this weekend as my wife's video podcast, Deborah Cobell Live. She had me as a guest talk for an hour about the history of the John and Ken show. And that's on Facebook and YouTube. Or you can go to the John Cobell page at KFIAM640.com. If you go to Facebook or YouTube, just search for Deborah Cobell Live, and it's an hour of me. And you'll hear about the history, all going all the way back before we were even on the air together. So I hope you enjoy that. People seem to like it. Let's go now to Alex Stone, ABC News, because we've had a lot of airline news on the show today, all of it very upsetting to Deborah. And there's more upsetting airline news because there's storms all over the place. Snow, ice, extreme cold. It's Martin Luther King weekend. Alex, what's going on?
I want to go back and listen to that podcast. That's going to be good. Your history?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No,
yeah,
you'll like it.
I remember I was at KSRO when you were syndicated. Mm-hmm. You were the voice of our afternoon show then. I've grown up with you. You probably hate it at me saying that, but I've grown up with you.
No, well, I've grown up with me, too. No, we've been on several stations together.
We have. Yeah. You're right.
So, long history.
Flying-wise, but a royal mess today. As of right now, 2,089 flights canceled today in the U.S., 6,169 delayed flights in the country, and... Yeah, it's every major airline that has a hub that is crippled by any number of things: snow, ice, cold, wind, thunderstorms, tornado warnings, and the list. I mean, it reads like a list of major airline hubs. The cities that are having problems tonight: Chicago, Atlanta, Houston, Denver, Dallas, Orlando, all dealing with bad weather today. And Chicago O'Hare, Chicago Midway, the worst impacted, but a lot of planes go through those airports, so. Then maybe they come to LAX or Ontario, and then they don't go out from there. And so it rolls downhill. This guy trying to get out of O'Hare today says, you know what, he's just giving up. If they delay his flight any longer, he's just going home.
If I do not get on that flight, I will go back home, point blank period, and conduct business from home.
And you get to a point where you just don't want to sit around the airport any longer. And then after Chicago, the most canceled airports, Denver, which is a problem. A lot of planes go from L.A. to Denver, especially on United. Milwaukee, Seattle problem on Alaska Airlines. Dallas for American Airlines, and Newark being United as well. And Southwest, and United. They by far have the most canceled flights today. Alaska, American, and Delta, they come in behind them, but quite a few. So you got the weather problems. Then you got the MAX 9 problems with the 737 MAX 9s that are still grounded. United and Alaska, the only U.S. carriers that fly the MAX 9, but they've been having cancellation issues all week because they can't be flying those. So now you have the weather on top of that. A lot going on.
Do you know if airlines have reserve planes they can use? Sometimes I drive down the highway out by the desert, the Mojave Desert, and I see this huge parking lot of planes. And I wonder, is that the reserve fleet? And
that's it. I mean, it can be. During the COVID, it was when they weren't using them. But that's the graveyard. There's one in Victorville and then one when you're going up toward Mammoth in the town of Mojave. And I've been out there. It's fascinating to be in that graveyard. Those are global airlines from, I mean, really all over the world. There's a lot of Qantas there, a lot of Asian carriers. That's where they park them. Some of them hoping that they're going to resell them. A lot of them get destroyed there. They break them up. They go to scrap. And they could go in and buy those. Typically, those are done flying for airlines, and many of them are never going to fly again. But yeah, I mean, airlines, they have some planes that are not being used or are in maintenance, and they can pull them out of maintenance. United this week, they were trying to make up for some of the MAX 9s that they didn't have in service, so then they could use other aircraft, 757s that they weren't using, or other 737s that they weren't using, and they could put them in. But typically, they don't have that many planes in any kind of unused state because they want to make money. If a plane isn't flying, it's not making money. That's why they fly it all day and all night. When it's sitting on the ground, they're not making money.
I just wondered if they planned for this kind of mass grounding when there's...
No, nothing like this. It's a mess for United. It has had a lot of cancellations every day. Alaska has as well. They don't, they can't say, well, let's have 100 extra planes sitting on the ground somewhere at $100 million, $200 million a piece, just in case something goes wrong. No, unfortunately not.
You saw that story that the FAA is going to do an audit on Boeing's entire production facility.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they announced it today. So they're going to increase oversight over Boeing. They say that it's going to be an audit of the production and the manufacturing and a review to see, are they keeping up to the FAA standards? And there is this program that came, there was a spotlight put on it when the two MAXs went down in 2018 and 2019, Lion Air and Ethiopian Airlines, this program where Boeing certifies itself in certain ways and the FAA doesn't look at it. They have FAA authority to do it. They want to review that program again. And you remember we were talking earlier this week that the Dave Calhoun, the CEO of Boeing, claims that they're going to be completely transparent, that they want the FAA to come in, the NTSB to come in. But there are those, including families of the victims of the 2018 and 2019 crashes, who say they still don't feel like Boeing is being anywhere near transparent, that they feel like more needs to be done. They came out today and said they want the Justice Department to file more charges, to hold a trial against Boeing, that they feel like the MAX continues to have problems and that it is a troubled airliner. The airlines feel different. Boeing feels differently. They feel like that the MAX is a strong, good plane, that they have sold a lot of them, one of the best-selling planes ever, that they feel like it's going to have a strong future, but there are a lot of critics of it. They also are going to be looking, John, at the suppliers of Boeing, a company called Spirit Aerospace. They make the fuselage of it and then ship it to Boeing. They want to look into them of what were they doing, what do they do to make sure that door plug works, all of it.
There was one quote that the FAA believes there are other manufacturing problems, which sounds ominous. What are we supposed to make of that if there's other manufacturing problems? They're not specific.
Yeah, are there other issues there? I mean, Boeing has had issues with the Dreamliner as well, and different airlines that have complained when they come to take delivery of the Dreamliner that there have been issues with the plane and debris left in the plane and like old Coke cans and different things. I mean, things where you wait, the company doesn't go in and do that kind of quality control, and there have been complaints of that. So it goes beyond the MAX. The MAX is the focus of this right now, but the question is, is Boeing doing the quality control that they should be doing?
Yeah, this upsets Deborah very much.
Well, it should upset anybody that flies frequently.
Absolutely. All right. Are you going somewhere, Deborah?
I'm going somewhere in April.
Yeah. She's already worrying now.
Well, of course. It's only a few months away.
She wears 4 months in
advance. And it's a long
time. Are you on a max?
You know what? I don't know. Actually, I do. I think I'm on a 8. I think that's what my husband said.
I think it was Kayak, the travel website, that already now is allowing people to filter results to know which ones are on maxes so they can avoid them.
Yeah, that's what my wife wants to do, too.
Yeah, and they say that that search has gone sky high in the last couple of days. People don't want to be on the max again. But you know what? Last time we thought people, when the two crashed and then they were grounded for many months, it was a question, would people fly on them again? Were they going to have to change their name? You know what? When they started offering cheap airfares, nobody cared what kind of plane they were on. If you can go to Hawaii for $99, people go, eh, you know.
Yeah, everybody forgets real fast.
Yeah, real quickly.
All right, Alex, thank you very much.
You got it. Later, guys.
Alex Stone, KFI News.
Hey, John, we have breaking news.
Yes.
LAPD Chief Moore just announced that he is retiring at the end of next month.
Oh, good.
Yes. He's speaking right now.
Is that right?
Just announced it. Yep.
He just got reappointed last year, didn't he?
He wants to spend more time with his family.
Yeah. Or is there some news story that hasn't dropped yet?
he just said end of next month, and he is willing to train the person that gets his job.
See, I get suspicious. Mm-hmm. My cynical antenna went up saying he just signed a new deal because he got renewed by Karen Bass, and I think. And then now he wants to spend time with the guys. Do not want to spend more time with their family.
Well, maybe some do.
No, they don't. None of them do.
None?
No, none. 0%. No guy wants to work less and spend more time with their family.
Okay.
Just my view.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We do this every Friday, twice on a Friday at 20 after 3 and about 10 to 4. And it's the Moist Line. 877-MOIST-86 is the number. You call in with all your complaints and criticisms and whatever excess emotion you carry around with you. 877-MOIST-86. Let's go.
Thanks for calling the Moist Line. I'm so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
I don't live in California. I live in Arizona. But guess what? When I need to go to the doctor, I'm going to drive across the border to California, show up with no ID, say I'm illegal, and it's all covered and paid for. And that's what anyone can do. Because essentially, they can't challenge you. If you say you're not from this country and you don't have a license or documentation, what are they going to do? Turn you away? Everyone's covered. So really what this is, anyone can come to California and get treatment.
Adenosine triphosphate, Krebs cycle.
You know what? I'm just thinking about the high-speed rail. I feel we don't talk about this enough. Where does this money go?
Since brainless Gavin Newsom is giving 700,000 illegal immigrants free Medi-Cal, it is only fair that every taxpayer receive about $50,000 in reparations to help pay for it. Mindless f***ing moron.
The Mexican president is in no position to barter with us like that. It's our country. They can't dictate, especially those kind of what they're proposing. No way. We in control of our country, man. Get that proposal out of our face.
I couldn't believe it. That plane came in on terrible, lost the plug, and it caused all that damage. That's horrible. Oh, wait, my wife says it's a door plug. Well, door plug, plug, whatever. It shouldn't be losing stuff up there.
Come on, guys. You know that the airlines picks and choose how many seats they want to make money. That was an emergency exit door that should be used as an emergency exit door. Oh, that means you have to remove some seats, or at least have one less row to profit. So let's make it more difficult for people to get out of the plane, or actually let's make it easier and have the door wide open and let them fall out.
A bow shoots arrows. A crossbow shoots bolts. Get it right. The goose was killed by a bolt, not an arrow.
I just listened to the bit you did about Trump and the document dump. I haven't had a chance to read about it yet, but I just want to make one point. They've been trying to get rid of this guy since the very beginning. If there was any truth associated with this, this would have come out a hell of a long time ago. I don't care who you are to think anything other than that. You're pretty darn not with it, because this would have been damaging for him in the worst possible way.
Boeing aircraft manufacturers are not what they used to be. A lot of big changes in Boeing, and cutting corners, and plenty of bad results.
Okay, the Epstein case. In the case of Trump and Clinton, they are protected by the Secret Service until they die. Well, that means they're kind of complicit in this because they have records showing that they flew to this island. Whether they watched them do anything or not is not relevant. But when they say, oh, we never did go there, there are records somewhere. This is a cover-up on both sides. Secret Service has some accountability here.
The cookware is called La Crusade, silent tea, like ballet. La Crusade. And it's fabulous.
You're right. It's absolutely ridiculous. These kids are so entitled. They think that they should be given a Monday through Friday, 8-to-5 job with weekends off. I don't know if they were dropped on their head, but you earned that. It's not given to you.
I really love Deborah Mark. I fell for the same scam, but they were using Gordon Ramsay giving away the copper-clad set, and I had to tell the bank to discontinue the card, erase the charge, and have a new card issued.
It is very lucky or divine that no one was sitting in those seats, but the fact that it happened while the plane was climbing in altitude is pretty common because that's when you have the greatest amount of stress on the structure of the airplane because there's such a massive change of pressure.
Hey, Deborah, so what are you going to call your nonprofit? Vegans Anonymous?
What makes you think this plastic hurts you? Plastic's not digestible. It just goes through your body.
Desalinization. That's how you say it, buddy. Desalinization.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up. Goodbye.
I called them desalination plants. Is that wrong?
I have no... I don't know what these people are talking about.
I don't know. When somebody was referencing you, I don't know what they were talking about.
I'm curious
about copper.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't...
I think people respond to the Moist Line after listening to other shows, and they start complaining about other programs here.
Right.
They don't know what they're listening to. All right, that's the Moist Line. We got another round coming up after 4 o'clock. Chicago, the mayor has been squealing because so many illegal aliens have poured in. Hey, he declared it a sanctuary city, but there isn't really any sanctuary. It's extremely cold in Chicago, and there's hundreds of migrants who have not been able to find shelter, and they're living in buses. They're living in city buses. Wait till you hear this story. On the hundreds of migrants stuck in these buses to keep warm because the incompetent boob that's the mayor of Chicago doesn't know what to do with them. After welcoming them, encouraging them, giving them sanctuary status, they got a seat in a bus. That's it.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary, indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
You're listening to John Kobelch on demand from KFI AM 640.
Another round of the Moist Line coming up in about 20 minutes. Also, you can hear the show as a podcast between, after 4 o'clock, we'll post it. All right? Because Conway's coming in at 4. Then after 4 o'clock, they'll post the John Kobelch show on demand. All right, so this is good. I got something on Gavin Newsom. You know, Gavin Newsom started a war with the Wall Street Journal because the Wall Street Journal tells the truth, and Gavin Newsom gets really pissed when you tell the truth. But first, there are more boobs running big cities than I can remember. You look at the mayors of the big cities right now, and it, you know, whether it's San Francisco or L.A. or Chicago, New York City, just complete incompetent, in over their heads, they can't function. I mean, they can't tie their shoes. They're so bad. And the one in Chicago is something else. And, you know, the guy declared it a sanctuary city and then was overwhelmed by all the illegal immigrants who either found their way to Chicago or was bused to Chicago. And so now they're in Chicago, and he's standing by everything he said. You know, he's a full-on sanctuary believer. Now here comes the real story. The headline is classic. Migrants go without showers, dig for food in trash as they wait for shelter. Hundreds of migrants. They showed up in Chicago. Do you know where the mayor has put them? In buses. Except he hasn't bused them to other cities. The buses just sit there with the heater running. That's it. They sit there just to stay warm. They're hungry. They have colds. They haven't showered in days, but at night they climb into 8 buses left running at the Office of Emergency Management. They call it a landing zone. And they got up in the morning. Reporters saw them tossing a football and running around to stay warm. They're blowing on their hands to keep warm. And they are dumpster diving for food. One guy, Robinson Menendez, said, if you're not given food, you go to extreme measures. You look for food in the trash. So this is the good life that the sanctuary city mayors, and this guy, his name's Brandon Johnson, and he's a real chest beater, right? Never backs down. He's always right. Thin-skinned. And there's 27 designated shelter buildings in Chicago. They're all filled. There's more migrants arriving every day. You know, Joe Biden and the communists that are running his administration don't think countries are entitled to borders or a culture or a language. We're not entitled to anything. We're not entitled to make money. We're not entitled to our wealth. So the migrants are pouring in, and Mendez said, look at those migrants over there. They had found 3 boxes of sandwiches in the trash, and they were stuffing the sandwiches in their mouths. These guys had no family in the United States. We were told, oh, no, they're coming here, and they have family, and the family will take care of them. Not true. And by the way, you want young men without jobs and without food to be wandering the streets of our big cities? Is that a good idea? Originally, they put them in the police stations. Well, they had to dump them out of the police stations because, you know, the police need them. And these human rights advocates are saying these buses don't even qualify as humane shelters as defined by international standards. They talked to Elliot Young, a professor at Lewis and Clark College in Portland. He's an expert in this. He says he doesn't think warming buses qualify as viable shelter spaces. Well, what are you supposed to do? There is literally not a square inch of living space left in the city. You want to smack these people. Well, those buses, that's why you can't have uncontrolled immigration, uncontrolled numbers of illegal aliens, excuse me, refugees, because it leads to chaos. You know, New York City, they'd had hundreds of people sleeping in the streets. Now you've got bitter cold midwinter weather. One volunteer said the migrants told her they'd been living on the buses for days without adequate nutrition and the ability to shower. Then what did you come here for? Probably in your home country, you had food and you had a shower. So you should have stayed there. Instead, you believe American politicians? You think American politicians are going to take care of you? I guess they don't know that American politicians don't even take care of Americans. American politicians have their jobs because it fulfills their ego. It gives them a six-figure paycheck, and it gives them a measure of stature in society. But Brandon Johnson doesn't really give a crap if the migrants are eating food or showering. He doesn't. But he has learned he can manipulate public emotion by appealing to our compassion. Look at these poor people coming here looking for freedom, looking for a chance. All they want to do is work. He doesn't believe that, and he doesn't care. But he can get more tax money, hire more of his buddies to run these immigration agencies, more six-figure jobs for his friends and political donors. That's the racket I was talking about last hour. You know, the DEI racket, the high-speed racket, the homeless nonprofit racket, you know, the illegal alien nonprofit racket. That's what it is. None of these people who are involved in these rackets, they don't care about diversity and inclusion. They care about their $150,000 office job at the university. They don't care about homelessness. They care about them. The city of Chicago has gotten over 30,000 asylum seekers. And most have no ties to Chicago, no idea how or where to begin their new lives, according to this report. And they're trying to build an intake center for the migrants. And they're going to have 6 heated tents open at the site in the coming weeks. Can you imagine going to any other country by the hundreds? Do you think they'd be opening up intake centers and heated tents for, like, let's say 100 of us got together and we went to, I don't know, Russia, Poland, China, Saudi Arabia. If we'd gone to any of these countries, Romania, Hungary. You think we would have been, oh, thank you for coming. You wouldn't even get the sandwich out of the garbage. Deborah mentioned earlier in the hour that LAPD Chief Michael Moore is quitting. And that is true. And I was right. He just got reappointed a year ago to a 5-year term. Now, he had said he was only going to serve maybe 2 or 3 years, but he is bugging out after 1 year. So I wonder what's up, because, you know, it's the old line about spending more time with the family, which I guarantee you is nearly 100% BS in the real world. So why is he leaving now? My lasting memory of him will be Michael Moore taking a knee with Eric Garcetti during the George Floyd riots, while 88 businesses were being destroyed in the Fairfax district, looted, burned. 88 businesses, a lot of them Jewish businesses. while that was going on, the police were standing down. The rioters had full control, and Michael Moore and Eric Garcetti, to their everlasting shame, asserted their leadership by taking a knee, genuflecting in front of the rioters. That's the lasting memory of Michael Moore. So good riddance there. We need a tough police chief that wants to put the bad guys away and is willing to tell off the long string of idiot mayors we've had. All right, let's go to the Moist line here, 877-MOIST-86, 877-MOIST-86. Go to it.
Hey, it's John. Thanks for calling the Moist line. I'm so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
You know, about that Alaska Airlines thing, the more pervasive this is, the less likely I think it's a manufacturing or installation issue, because decking bolt torque or preload is pretty trivial and done routinely. But vibration, such as you will experience in flight, can cause bolts to loosen. So it really could be a design problem, which is fundamentally scarier than it being an installation problem.
What happens when you import millions of poor illegals? This is a disaster that we will not recover from.
The reason Chris Christie could not get any traction in his campaign, people cannot get the image out of their mind of him putting on a Yankees baseball uniform a few years ago.
The story about that plane having that pod sucked off, it makes you wonder, though, how many times you've ever flown and how many times that specific plane that you get on flies a day. I guarantee you, though, these planes don't even go under any type of safety checks days and days at a time. I mean, think about it. There's just no way. There's not enough people. How many flights there are a day?
You can smoke marijuana and you can do drugs and just get a ticket. But when it comes to playing football, you better not even think about doing that.
Tackle football for younger than 11 years old, I think, is a good idea. I coached my son for 7 years, and I think he started when he was 9 or 10. The coaches are overzealous. They grind these kids. They don't teach them how to tackle properly. That's the problem. Rugby is the new sport of the future for California. Get your kids into rugby.
He did that on purpose. He ran into that red car on purpose.
The increased budget is for the increase in illegal immigration every month. The increased budget is all the special interest groups that's trying to help all the illegal immigrants and also the homeless situation. And think about the exorbitant amount we pay for California pensions.
Hey, John, illegals come here just to work. So let's give them some work. Let's send them down there to clean up all that that they left at the border. Let's have them sweep around all the hotels. That's plenty of work for them to do.
Maybe in California we ought to go full socialist, because I'm telling you, the overlords in that system wouldn't be putting up with all of this drug abuse. And if you don't scan your ID implant on the way into the lithium mine for your shift every morning, you wouldn't be getting your daily gruel ration either.
Regarding your story about how we're consuming and keeping a credit card's worth of plastic in our body every week, if you did the math, we'd probably have about 100 pounds of plastic in our bodies over our lifetime. So it doesn't make any sense. It's just another scare tactic. Come on, man.
Well, if I can't put my kid in tackle football, I guess I'm just going to have to put him in amateur boxing. So take that.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up.
Right.
Goodbye.
Good stuff from the Moist Liners. 877-MOIST-86, and we'll do it again next Friday. So you could get drunk and stoned all weekend and then unload. On the Moist line, Conway's here.
Hey now, Steve Gregory's coming on with us from that big convention in Las Vegas. The CES, I believe it's what it's called. Yeah.
Yes.
Consumer Electronics Show. Alex Michelson will be on with us at 4:35. Jason Wilson, a guy who works or runs the Black Forest Lodge up in Big Bear. We have a 3-day weekend coming up with a lot of snow. So we want to give you a forecast and give you an update of what's going on in the mountains. Do you need chains? Is it going to be open? Is there snow? Are there hot dogs? The whole run. Then Billy Ray's coming on with us.
Hot dog report.
Yes. You have hot dogs. People like hot dogs. He wrote Captain Phillips in The Hunger Games. He's coming on with us to talk a little bit about Hollywood. And I noticed that Ray was out today, your producer.
Ray's been out all week.
With CVS, right?
You know, he got the RSV.
RSV, which stands for Ray's Seventh Vacation.
Yeah. No, he's had the Triple Crown. Because he's had the flu, he had at least 3 rounds of COVID, maybe 4, and he got RSV, all within the last 2-3 years.
Yes, and I noticed that every time he needs to, relax and get an illness to run through his body and come back to work, it's always at a casino.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, social media photos.
I don't know. He's like, he's got the worst immune system of anyone I know.
Or the best way to get out of work.
Yeah.
Yeah. One or the other.
Well, he's probably got a scam going. Conway's coming.
Yes. Ding dong with you. Have a nice weekend.
You too.
All right. And by the way, are you still at Buffalo's? I know you worked in Buffalo, didn't you? Or you
worked
in
Elmira.
Elmira.
That was a couple hours.
What's your football team? The Jets?
Yes, it was when I was 8 years old.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You know, you go through 50 years of.
What's your football team now? Are they in?
Actually, it's been the Steelers.
Okay. You're in the playoffs.
Yeah. Since high school, the Steelers.
Ding dong with you. All right. And then the Buffalo game was going to be moved out of Buffalo because of the weather. The alternative was going to be Cleveland. How crappy is your city where the alternative is Cleveland? Ding dong with that. All right. A lot of NFL talk.
All right. That's coming up. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.